A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were sensible. The foolish ones did take their lamps, but they brought no oil, whereas the sensible ones took flasks of oil as well as their lamps. The bridegroom was late. They all grew drowsy and fell asleep. But at midnight there was a cry, "The bridegroom is here, go out and meet him." At this, all those bridesmaids woke up and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish ones said to the sensible ones, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." They replied, "It may not be enough for us and for you. You'd better go to those who sell it and buy some for yourselves." They got off to buy it when the bridegroom arrived. Those who were ready went in with him to the wedding hall, and the door was closed. The other bridesmaids arrived later. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you solemnly, I do not know you. So stay awake, because you do not know either the day or the hour." And this is the Gospel of the Lord. This parable which has been given as a special reading for the feast of Teresa Benedicta, Edith Stein, as she's also known, who was a Carmelite nun who died under the Nazis and died having become a Christian, though she was brought up in the Jewish faith, but had become an atheist and then a Catholic and died as a Carmelite nun. The parable itself has many meanings. All parables have many meanings, and sometimes the habit of looking for a core meaning can make us miss the power of the detail. The detail in this particular parable is very important. It's a parable about sharing oil, which has a special meaning for us in the 21st century as the oil starts to become a problem. It's the same oil, the same technology, oil used thousands of years ago for light, which is now used for transport and for power. It's the same basic stuff. Some things never change. It's a parable too about darkness. Our life is lived in the darkness. A parable about technology. The technology here may seem simple, but it has been developed by human beings, like all technology. It's a technology because of the darkness. We may be proud of our technology, but without darkness, there'd be no need for artificial light. And that's true of all technology. Everything we build, everything we create, is itself because we live in darkness and limitations. We have medicine because of sickness. Transport because we are so separate, and because our lives are short. We live forever, we could be together easily, we would belong. The church has never spoken against technology as such, but the church has to remind us that technology itself only exists because of limitations in human life. Not against artificial light, the church is against darkness. And on this feast, we consider Edith Stein. She's part of a great philosophical movement which comes under the generic term of phenomenology. Not easy to pronounce, let alone understand. And phenomenology itself became a moral act. One of the great students of this form of philosophy, Karol Wojtyla, was to become Pope John Paul II, because his teachers, his influences, Edith Stein's influences, felt a special affinity to her. One of the great exponents of this sort of philosophy, Martin Heidegger, not exactly a phenomenologist, but certainly of that ilk, is also famous for his own failure to stand up against the evils of his day. Even though, like Edith Stein, he appreciated that part of the problem with Nazism, with communism, with modernity generally, was the belief that technology in itself was a sort of human greatness. What all technology does is extend the human being. It can extend the human being towards good or towards evil. It doesn't really decide what the human being is to be. And Teresa Benedicta, the Carmelite, understood that very well. She understood that any attempt to extend the human being, to make them more human by technology, would always fail. They have to become more human in a different way. Then we can use the technology. That's why this parable is very appropriate. Parable of living in the darkness. Living with technology which itself fails to be shared, becomes a source of injustice. Foolish bridesmaids have no oil, but the good, wise bridesmaids are not perfect either, because they all fall asleep. If the wise bridesmaid had stayed awake, then they could have gone and helped the foolish bridesmaids who'd have helped them to get oil. They could have shared. Instead, all they achieve is a personal salvation. And that's not what Christians are called to. They're called to share. And the failure to share is a failure to be human. The story of Teresa Benedicta is complex, but it became very simple at the end. She dies under the Nazis. Dies in a concentration camp. And she dies because of her Jewishness. There's some dispute about whether she's truly a martyr. I think in the end it doesn't matter. I think in the end she was always going to go to her death because someone had to witness to what it is to be human. And she herself, in the depths of spirituality, in the depths of understanding of what it is to be human, had to be the person who would make that journey. One of the great martyrs of the World War II, which itself wasn't really a war between good and evil, but a war about good and evil. And if we see it that way, it's not quite clear who really won. We live in the darkness, we have our lamps, we have our light, we have our machines, we have our tricks, we have our devices. In the end, it's the simple things that make us human. Those who really share the light. And share the light because they love the light so much that they want to share it. Greatest love of anything is the love of the thing that you wish to share. We remember Teresa Benedicta. We pray to her. We pray the prayer that all human beings have to pray. Prayer to God. Dear Lord, make us more human. Make us who we truly are.